AI narrated audio generated from Share Maestro market research. Full article. Coca-Cola's 109 million share week narrows the gap to its 52-week high. KO gained 6.5% in its strongest week of the 26-week window, with above-average turnover and improving relative strength, but the stock is now priced well above Share Maestro fair value. Research brief. The Coca-Cola company closed at $87.59 USD for the week ended 31st July, up 6.5%, and just 3.7% below its $90.92 USD 52-week high. The weekly trend signal remains active, supported by a 34-week active streak and 109.0 million shares traded, equal to 1.3x the 13-week average. The read is constructive but not unqualified. Activity pressure is positive at 1.03. Relative leadership has improved to 9.27. While expectancy remains undecided at 52.91%, and the stock trades 34.5% above Share Maestro fair value. Key points. 1. KO rose 6.5% on the week, ahead of the U.S. consumer defensive average of 2.8% and the U.S. beverages non-alcoholic average of 3.3%. 2. The close at $87.59 USD sits 12.1% above the weekly trend line of $78.15 USD and 87.6% through its 52-week range. 3. Volume reached 109.0 million shares, above the 84.2 million 13-week average and 80.6 million 52-week average, but still short of the stronger 1.5x participation threshold. 4. Share Maestro signal state is balanced. Active trend backdrop, positive activity pressure and relative strength, but no fresh activity pressure trigger and undecided expectancy. Main risk evidence is valuation distance and reversal risk, with the stock 34.5% above fair value and three recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. Weekly price action and signal state. Coca-Cola's 6.5% advance was the best weekly return in the recent 26-week sample and lifted the close to $87.59 USD, only 3.7% below the 52-week high of $90.92 USD. The move also improved the 4-week return to 4.1%, the 12-week return to 12.4%, and the 52-week return to 30.8%, keeping the stock near the top of its annual range. The trend signal remains active, with 37 active weeks out of the past 52 and a current 34-week active streak. Price is 12.1% above the weekly trend line, at 78.15 USD, which keeps the regime constructive. While the 34.5% premium to Share Maestro fair value at 65.12 USD introduces a valuation stretch that may make follow-through more sensitive to any loss of participation. Sector and industry context. KO outpaced its broader consumer defensive group, where the average weekly return was 2.8%, 4-week return was 0.9%, and 12-week return was 4.0%. Within that sector set, KO ranked in the 87th percentile among 218 names, though breadth was mixed. Only 48.0% of sector constituents had active weekly trend signals, and just 36.0% showed positive relative strength, even as activity pressure breadth was firmer at 57.0%. The industry comparison is cleaner. In U.S. beverages non-alcoholic, KO ranked third on the week, second over 4 weeks, and third over 12 weeks among 16 names. That matters because the group itself has been uneven, with an average 4-week return of negative 2.4% and a 12-week average of negative 1.3%. KO's positive trend, market dynamics, and relative strength readings therefore stand apart from a beverage peer set, where only 43.8% show positive activity pressure. Market dynamics, relative strength, and volume. Market dynamics are constructive but not forceful. Activity pressure is positive at 1.03, yet the 4-week change is negative, at negative 4.4%, so the latest rally has support, but not accelerating pressure. Relative leadership is the stronger evidence, rising to 9.27 with a 67.2% 4-week improvement, reinforcing KO's separation from a mixed defensive sector. Volume gave the week credibility without reaching a full confirmation extreme. Turnover of 109.0 million shares was 1.3 times the 13-week average of 84.2 million and 1.4 times the 52-week average of 80.6 million. That is a meaningful improvement from the prior week's 65.4 million shares, although it remains below the 1.5 times level Share Maestro would treat as stronger participation in the next leg. Risk and what to watch next. Risk is less about trend failure and more about extension. The stock is close to its high, trades well above fair value, and weekly volatility has risen to 2.8% versus a 52-week base of 2.3%. The return distribution is still favorable, with 31 positive weeks and 21 negative weeks over the past year, an average up weeks of 2.0% versus average down weeks of negative 1.6%. But three recent reversal markers argue against ignoring exhaustion risk. The next read should focus on whether KO can challenge the 90.92 USD high with volume above the recent baseline, or whether the move fades back toward the trendline zone. A sustained close near the high with stronger activity pressure would improve confirmation. A retreat on heavy volume or a further drop in activity pressure would weaken the quality of the breakout attempt despite the active weekly trend. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.